Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio on my show, Empowering Your Dreams. My name is Tammy Markham. For those of you that are new to my program, welcome. Where have you been? I know you're going to want to come back to more episodes of my program. Many of you know that I started out my show being basically a way for anyone that's a self-employed entrepreneur or business owner of any kind to get encouragement and empowerment. And that still remains, but we have done a little shift of gears here and have started doing some interviews on this program with some select individuals that really stand out in the community as being paving the way for their industry or industries, if you will. So today is certainly no exception. Today we have Ingus Strakaitis with us. Ingus, are you here? Let me go ahead and see if you are here.
Hello?
Oh, hello? There you are. Hi, Ingus. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi. I'm good. Yes, I hear you really well.
Fantastic. Well, let me go ahead and just do a quick introduction for Ingus for our interview today. Ingus Strakaitis moved to USA from a small, beautiful Baltic country, Latvia, in Eastern Europe. He loves people, animals, and adventures. Ingus is a true entrepreneur, from owning his own beauty salons to now growing his international health and wellness business, helping people stay young and beautiful inside and out. He has a passion for people and the world. Ingus has an open heart for everyone. You need some encouragement on any day, he is the guy to talk to. He also has a traveling bug. He is one on the road or in the air very often by learning other cultures and bringing back experiences to share with others. So Ingus, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that we were able to make time to get you on the show today.
Absolutely, Jamie. I'm so excited. I was waiting for this the whole week, and it's a blessing, you know, to share your wisdom to some kind of tips to the world, because, you know, we are all here on the planet for a reason, and if we try to help other people, it's always going to lift us up too.
Yes, and I just want to tell my listeners, you know, for those of you that are not too familiar with Ingus, in addition to the introduction that I just provided, I have become friends with Ingus over the past several months. I consider him a dear friend already. He's Aww. Such an inspiration, and I have to say that I really agree with part of the introduction of that if you need some encouragement, Ingus is the one to go to. And I remember when I talked to Ingus about this interview opportunity, I mentioned to him with some tears in my eyes that there's been several days where I needed some encouragement myself, and I would just pull up one of his live videos on Facebook, and it wouldn't even matter what it was about. If it was about his business or where he was out and about traveling, I got the inspiration I needed for that day. So, Ingus, honestly, not everybody's called to that. Where does that inspiration come from? I mean, what is your story that's really kind of led you to just be so compassionate towards other people?
Oh, you know, that's not an easy question to start, but I think mostly it's you need to realize who you are, and you need to become yourself. And so many times we always think about, you know, what other people are going to think, what my neighbor Linda or Nancy is going to think about if I show up like this. And I think you need to start living yourself. And I lived in a small country, in a beautiful country. And, you know, I loved my life, and I had a great family. And we had, you know, kind of enjoyed it. But living in a small country, you don't really know what's going around you. So then I had so fortunate, you know, my dad had a travel agency, and we were able to travel around the Europe. And you start learning all these other people, and we know that there is not a single person who is like you. You are individual. You are made for a reason. And sometimes it just takes us for a long time to discover who we are really are. And I started reading when I came to the United States. I came alone. I did not have my family here. I was, you know, I just basically met one person and came to Chicago in 2004, and that's my American journey started. I really easily fell in love with the country, but because truly, this is the greatest country. You basically need to be smart to live it. But what I realize is there's so many people who think more about what others think about you than they think about yourself. So I started, you know, we have so many resources today, and YouTube and everything else. People are just always put down for no reason. Some people are, you know, telling something, and we take everything so easy in it. And I went to Tony Robbins a few years ago, And he also nice. Said, you know, we have two ears for a reason. So you let it in and let it out. So I just started reading myself, growing myself, because you can't help other people if you can't help yourself. And you know how they always say in the airplanes, when the air oxygen comes out, always put it yourself first on, and then you can help anybody else. We always want to help other people before we can help ourselves. And I think that's when it's not easy. And it sounds like right now, it's kind of nice what I do and everything else, but it has not been like that. Men usually don't cry. I cry a lot. And sometimes you think you watch these stories about animals and people who have got hurt. But the thing is, like, I always try to look what we can get the lesson out and the positivity out of that story or that incident or something happened. And instead of saying I made a mistake, you know, that is a great life experience. What did I learn from it? And that all comes just self-development. And back home, nobody teaches you in school self-development. They tell you need to show up at 8, you go home at 5, you work for somebody or somebody else. And it's the calling, you know. It's basically, I don't call myself Christian, but I talk to the universe or God every day in my car or something else and show me a sign. And those signs kind of come. And this past weekend, I had the great, you know, family experience and my leadership retreat with my team, and we have a corporate event, and I start noticing all these signs in my phone, you know, 11:11, 3:33, 4:44, you know, 2:22. And when you look up all these angel signs, it just meant that if you pay attention to it, you start realizing that happens. If you start smiling at people, people are going to start smiling at you back. And if you're gonna talk down on people, people are gonna talk down on you too. So it's kind of, you know, it's like a really big question how you get it. It doesn't happen overnight. I have never heard anybody coming overnight, like changing your whole life. But the thing is, the decision that you want to make to be happy and encourage other people can come instantly, because you can switch your inner state, your mindset, pretty much immediately if you decide to. It all comes down to decision. If you want to up-level your life, you want to be the inspiration for others, because we all think we have no story to tell. But you know what? There are so many people who want to hear your story, no matter where you come from or what you have done, to encourage other ones, because we all are different.
Absolutely, Angus. And just real quick before we proceed, we've got a little bit of a bad connection, so I'm not sure what's going on, but I want to make sure that my listeners get every word that you're saying. But I do want to kind of touch on a few things that you said. You know, Angus really brings up a good point that, you know, really you got to be kind of – one of the things I think you're trying to say is you've got to be kind of open to your day and kind of open to how things flow, because the problem is that a lot of people, they'll set their to-do list for the day, and that does not leave room for the universe to happen. It basically, I'm not going to deviate from this. This is what I have to do today. But listen, guys, you're going to miss out on some things that the universe is trying to bring your way if you don't, have your structure and the things that you need to do that day, but that you very much also leave room open as well for what the universe has to say. So I really like how you're really talking about when you're walking around and you're going about your day, you know, be more aware. I think it's really more about being in the moment. So what kind of tip would you give to people about, you know, how do you have structure, but also learn to be more aware of what the universe is saying to you?
I think you need to be, first of all, you need to be open-minded. You need to be open-minded for whatever we're going to bring there. And what I have learned in the past year is your words really matter, what you say to yourself. And I think it's one of my main things that my adopted mom has taught me. The first thing in the morning, don't reach for your phone. You know, and you know, the other coaches teach you, don't reach for your cell phone the first thing when you wake up. Put your cell phone in the living room or in the bathroom, and you need to get up from your bedroom to go up, turn off the alarm if you have that. But the first thing is, wake up, wash your face with the cold water, and, you know, and tell your amazing affirmations in your mirror to yourself, like, I am beautiful, I am made for more, I am successful, I am going to run this day like never before. You need to be your own self-cheerleader, because nobody else is going to cheer you up if you don't cheer yourself up. And those little small things, I really, really, like lately in the last year and a half, I've been a lot of journaling has helped me too. But to really kind of become aware of yourself, who
who you want to be and where you want to go. You know, people think dream boards are silly. I made that first time 8 years ago, but I did not put connection in, and it's like nothing is happening. Then I started learning in whatever you put it on, there needs to have a connection and your willingness to do something about it, not just put a picture on your dream board. But the tip is you need to be open-minded and start with yourself, even if you don't want to say it loudly because you think it's silly, but say it inside in your head and you look in yourself. You know, don't procrastinate about the pimple on the nose or, you know, the eyebrows not being correct right now. Think about who you want to be, and then you're going to lift yourself up in the morning. You're going to go and do much better things during that day. And, yes, there is, you know, why I'm so about passionate about not touching the phone, because the first thing to go on today is social media. We read all these news, and we get upset. Mm-hmm. We get angry. We get you know, whatever emotions come to you. Don't let that mm-hmm. social world, the news world, run your day. Start your day your way, and then you can go with open-minded and more warm heart, whatever happening around mm-hmm. you. You know, do we want to agree with everything that's going on? No, but the thing is, you want to know where you go and how you can help yourself and the people around you. And I would start with those little affirmations every morning to yourself in a mirror or like, you know, I always sometimes say, you know, do the mind dump. Put on a paper everything you're upset and mad about it. And then read it through and see if it's really worth time for you to be upset about something like that. And you know, those little things, you know, when people tune in my Facebook page, I try to uplift it. And I'm so, you know, when you say it has moved you and everything else, and my goal is if my video or post can uplift somebody's day on that moment, I am successful already. I'm not looking to a million people to, you know, read my post and be like, oh my God, this is so good. If that happens, I am blessed too. But if I only have encouraged one person to do something, that's my blessing for that day.
That's beautiful, Angus. You know, I really like the advice that you gave as far as when you wake up in the morning, don't pick up your phone and get on social media mm-hmm. first thing. Absolutely not. I've been telling my clients that lately too. That should not be the first thing that you do. The first thing that you should do is, like you said, do some affirmations, get yourself into the right mindset, because I tell you what, listeners, if you get yourself in the right mindset at the start of your day, then you'll be able to handle the rest of that. You'll be able to handle going on to social media and seeing what's out there and all that. But if you start off your day like that, you're going to be in a very reactionary mode, and you may react in a way that's not pleasing to the other person or pleasing to yourself. So I really like that. But we got about 10 minutes left, so I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your businesses. So tell me and the listeners about your hairstyle business. I'm really interested in that. And then lead into your health and wellness business as well.
So when I came to the United States, I was working. I love people. I love helping people, and I like beauty, and I like fashion, and I think, you know, that's how one way how people can express themselves, you know, or like when you do your hair and you feel great or you have some great makeup, mm-hmm. people, especially women, they feel uplifted and they feel more like happier and they smile. That it's those little things again. So I own a few hair salons. I was part owner of some of them, and then I had my own place. But it was a great and great experience with people meet. But then about 9 years ago, I was introduced to network marketing. And I before had only negative thoughts about it from people who tell, you know, it's one of those pyramid things, or it's one of those things, mm-hmm. you know, when you get in early or out. But the thing is, I only listen to them, but I never dig myself into it. But also, mm-hmm. I never kind of was interested. When I saw something, when I was introduced to this company, I saw the people and their hearts. I noticed then they are not talking about, you know, making 7-digit paychecks right away and everything else. They thought about how we can uplift your self-care and how we can encourage other people to be better versions about themselves. And I said, you know what? I have never really heard of something like, no, people never have thought about it like that. They said, you know, buy this. And then I'm really green personality. I like to read everything and know everything deep into it before I can do something. You know, I mm-hmm. want to know if that's going to be something that's been there just for a week because somebody wants to make money, or that's going to be there for years. and knowing that that's a, you know, faith-based company, it's family-owned, and the products and formulations are like clear and amazing, has helped so many people. It just tells me I am in the right place at the right time. And but again, I also think about this. We listen so much to others what they have to say about their experiences, and we forget about ourselves. And we trust that negative Nancy about her experience instead of going and experiencing yourself. It's like, you know, and people say, oh, don't eat this ice cream, it's not tasty. And like, how do you know it's not tasty? Because you didn't know my taste. Or, you know, it's, that's why I always encourage, you know, I work with health and wellness business. We have amazing products to lose weight, feel better. And the beauty comes from the inside out, not just the putting the great makeup on it and match everything, you know, those pimples. You need to clean up your system, that detox, and or if you want to lose weight, and if that helps you feel better. And you know, we live in the country and the nation right now, when all these food things happening is, it's not that, but it was like 10, 30, 40 years ago, you know, when we were, I was just, you know, came in the world and we lived in a better, healthier world. It's much harder to stay healthy right now than it was 10, 50, 20 years ago, because of all the changes this world is coming to it. And so what I want to say about where am I, it's the business what I do, it's not the normal for so many people. But the thing is, it can be something better for you if you're looking for something out to it. If you are missing out time with your kids, or you know, like yesterday I had a story, and this girl said, I have two boys, and I went on a field trip with them, and there was two girls who were holding my hand when we went on a field trip. And after that trip, she said, I will never, ever let any other mom hold my kids' hands when I go on a field trips. And it's like, you know, that's the thing we that we forget sometimes in those little moments is, then you need to be around your people. Like also the first thing in the morning, hug your people around, your husband, your spouse, your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is, give them a kiss and then say, I love you. And because the thing is, tomorrow is not promised. And the same thing with this business, I do everything the best I can, because if I am gone tomorrow, I have coached thousands of leaders who can run and help a million other people. You know, we need to live with that little urgency in ourselves. And yes, we may be comfortable right now, but do you really want to live how you are, or you want to live much better? And that's why we have a great opportunity I can share with people, and great products that can help it. There's other companies out as well, and you know, but you need to find your home. But you, how are you going to find it is if you're going to go try it, and you're going to give a chance. You know, so, that's what kind of...
Sorry. You're so inspiring, Ingus. You really are. I mean, I just really appreciate and value all the words that you've just said. I mean, I know that I'm going to have a lot of listeners that are really going to be touched and moved by what you just said. And guys, it's true. Tomorrow is not promised. And I think that a lot of what I hear is people say, well, I can do that tomorrow, and you know, or I can do that next week. And I get it. You know, you literally cannot fit everything in on your to-do list in one day.
Absolutely.
I get that too. But at the same time, you know, the urgency, I like that word that you used about having like the urgency of living today and saying, hey, I don't know, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. And that doesn't mean that you need to be, you know, negative and be, you know, paranoid.
Oh.
It's just understanding that, hey, I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So like Inga said, you know, kiss the ones that you love, hug them, and show people that you appreciate them and value them, and really live today like it's your last. We've got just a few minutes left. So what I'd like to do is, wow, you've offered so much inspiration already. I would like to go ahead and give you an opportunity, and I don't always offer this to people, but I would like to go ahead and give you an opportunity to share how people can contact you, to get in contact with you about your business, and see how you might be able to help them with the products and or the business opportunity that you have.
Oh, thank you so much, Demi. That's I'm grateful for it and blessed to have you as a friend. And literally, you know, we became friends a few months ago, and it's been like we know each other for a long time. And it's kind of, when you know the right people, you know the right people. And you know about my business, I think the easiest way is, you know, through social media, people are, you know, I'm Ingus and Strakaitis That's INGUSS, and then on the, you know, then Chikaitis is my last name, or my website is ingus.com, INGUSS.com, and there is my cell phone on it. You can text me, you can call me, you can submit the form to contact you, and or my my email is you know, it's ingus@losin45.com. But the easiest way is the social media, and please, you know, there's not a bad question. If you are part of other company or you're part of other business, you work for yourself and you need some encouragement, I'm here to talk and be that friend, and because we all go through valleys to go to the mountaintops. You know, there's no other way to go to the top if you don't go through the valleys. And I am here to encourage and be there. You do not need to be my customer or become my business partner if you have something else going on, but I'm here to talk to you and see how we can make your life better, your success. And if it's something you're interested in what I do and you want to be part of it, I'm going to be with open heart and open arms to receive you and teach you all the best that I know. But I truly believe, you know, I'm put in this earth to help people understand their life and their living, find their why, because we all need to have some kind of why to go and live every single day. So please, guys, don't ever hesitate to ask. There is no silly or a small or big question, and we can find something together. You know, if I don't have the answer, I have resources to provide and see if there is somebody else who can find with something, because so many times people need to connect with somebody and those levels to be in the coaching. And until we find that, you know, we always lean on each other. And that's the best thing is, because at the end, we all are people, but we all are different.
Yes, and I do want to backtrack real quick too before we wrap up. And what Ingus was mentioning earlier about that everyone has a story and that it needs to be heard. That's why I started this show. I mean, it's part of the reason why I started this show back in 2013, because I believe that everyone has a story, and I believe that people need to be encouraged, because a lot of times people, you know, I think people have a tendency also to downplay their story. Well, you know, somebody else had it harder. They have no. Listen, your story has equal value as the next person, as
absolutely,
the next person, because we all have our own individual walk. And I could tell you right now, the interviews I've done in the past, people, you know, come to me frequently and say how inspired they were by the people that they heard, because every story is so unique. So I appreciate you coming on here. I wish we had more time. Maybe we can have you back again some other time, but I just think you have so much to offer to people. You inspire people daily. You're just an amazing person. And I really would encourage any of my listeners to reach out to you for inspiration and guidance and about the products that you offer. They're fantastic, guys. I can tell you that right now. And if you need the spelling of his name, it's right here on my Blog Talk Radio show for this episode.
Yeah.
You can find it right there. Thank you.
There's
again,
not that many
Ingus.
Thank you so much. I said, if you go on Facebook, you type in Ingus, it's pretty much my name coming up first one.
That's true. Well, thank you again for coming on my show. It's been a real honor.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Everybody has a blessed day, and I will, you know, talk to you soon.
All right. Fantastic. Guys, have a great day, and stay tuned for the next interview that we will have here next week. Thank you.